Hello, everybody, and welcome. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the All-Star edition of Off the Bat. I'm Jana, and joined this week by Eric, who's back. Hooray!
Hey, I'm back. Finally, I missed everybody.
We're excited to have you. Unfortunately, Jeff is not with us this week, but one of these weeks, we're all going to get our lives together. It's going to happen. I can't promise when, but it will.
Maybe
so,
eventually.
Sorry about last week, we were not here, and that was entirely my fault. I was possibly dying, but I think I'm okay now. I was hanging out with my doctor earlier, and he says I'm probably going to live, so we're all pretty excited about it. Other things we are excited about, it is All-Star time, and as anybody who has listened to this show at any point over the last, 7 years, Eric and I have a lot of feelings about the Home Run Derby and the All-Star weekend in general. So this week, well, this year, tonight, whatever you want to, however you want to do it, but we've got some good stuff for you here. So not only are we going to take a look at our usual fun, I mean, we do like streaking here. We're going to take a look at the current win streaks, losing streaks, sorry guys, and hit streaks, as well as talk about the controversial way Shin-Soo Choo is continuing his on-base streak. Not really his issue, but more the Rangers. We'll get there in a few minutes. And then we're going to talk about the All-Star rosters. We've got snubs. We've got guys who are just on fire. We're going to make Home Run Derby predictions. And then I have built what I want to see in the world. And that's a pitcher Home Run Derby, complete with a bracket. We've got 8 guys. We've got seating. It's a whole to-do. So stick around. That's coming up. But let's start from the top. Remind you guys that we are here all week long for you. You can find us all over social media. Number1Baseball.com is the hub. That's where you can find everything. I'm talking links to past episodes, links to all the social media. So however you like to consume your baseball, we're there. You can find us on Facebook at Number1Baseball. We're on Twitter at Number1Baseball. That's with the actual numeric value 1 in the middle. And we're on Instagram at Off the Bat. I will post later, probably tomorrow morning, realistically. Could be up now, depending when you're listening to it. I'll post our brackets for the Home Run Derby as well as our pitcher Home Run Derby bracket. So get excited. Let's dive right in. Let's take a look at the win streaks going on right now. And there's really only one team to talk about here. That's the Red Sox. They won 9 in a row. They're doing it, you know, by a million runs. They're doing it in close games, they're doing it coming from behind. They're doing it without Dustin Pedroia, who's going back to Arizona to rehab his knee. They're just beating up on everybody. What do you think about this Red Sox team right now? Oh, we might have lost Eric. This is not a good sign. Well, we'll continue.
Oh, there you go. Am I there?
Oh, there you are. Okay, you're back.
Oops, sorry about
Red
that.
Sox, what are you thinking about them right now? It's kind of a scary team to face.
It's a scary team, and it's interesting because it seems like they could beat up on just about everybody but the Yankees. I think they're struggling with them, which, you know, when it comes down to it, right, it's a two-horse race in the AL East, and I think it's going to be whoever can really, you know, come out on top between the Red Sox and the Yankees. But, man, the Red Sox are good. You're really having a hard time finding a hole in their lineup. I think the bullpen is going to be the biggest question or area of opportunity for upgrade, but – I mean, Chris Sale is just straight nasty. I mean, David Price,
every now and then,
you can get a gem out of him. And they have some young guys that are continuing to contribute. And you hear about them now looking for Manny Machado and how they can upgrade either the bullpen or the lineup. I think they're in a position where Devers, who's only like 21 or something crazy like that, you know, he's producing,
yeah,
right? And I think most teams would be happy to have him in his lineup. But you know,
I'm happy
for a
to
World
have him
Series
on my
contender.
Fantasy team, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you know, like he's obviously a good kid, a good player. He's going to be the cornerstone of that team. But I think if you're the Red Sox, you know, all your cards are out, right? Like, I mean, this is your time. So I think it makes sense that they're going for Machado. I think especially, you know, as you mentioned, Pedroia is going to be out seemingly now for the whole season. So he looks like a goner. So I think they could use some help in the infield. Machado doesn't want to play shortstop though, so I'm not sure how good of a fit that is. Just because
really,
you know, they obviously have Bogarts,
Philly, which
but
is ridiculous.
It could happen.
What's going
it
on
could.
There?
I honestly have no idea where he's going to go. The Yankees are in talks of getting him. Like where
apparently
are they put
he's
him?
On he's on Instagram liking a picture someone made of him in a Yankee uniform. That was a whole big to do today. I think we read way too much into the whole social media thing, but I know I accidentally like stuff on Instagram all the time I don't actually like, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. Times are tough.
Yeah, you're the only one that
but
does
I mean,
that,
this,
obviously.
I mean, apparently. But it's just, this Red Sox team is just so filthy. It's hard to see them not winning that division, but I just think it's still so ridiculous that we're really looking at a scenario where there's going to be a team that wins 100 games that's going to have to play a play-in game to get into the playoffs. And that's going to be either the Red Sox or the Yankees. Like, that's how good they are right now.
Yeah, it's going to happen, right? Exactly. One of them, like, they can't both win the division. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Hey, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a good time. On the flip side, Detroit, 4-game losing streak. I mean, I just – this Tigers team is just sort of a mess. I got a lot of beef with how things went down with Ned Castellanos not being on the All-Star team, but, you know, that's fine. We'll get there in a few minutes. Detroit just – they just feel like they're in a bad way. It's just a tough team to watch right now. And on the flip side of this, if you look at the standings in the National League, every team is either won or lost one game, with the exception of two teams that have a 2-game win and losing streak. Like, that is total parity right now.
Yeah, the Tigers are not good. I mean, I don't, and they're not supposed to be. So I don't think anybody should be surprised that they're quickly sinking in that division. I mean, it's that division,
but it's still kind of sad.
It's a little sad. I mean, it's the worst division in baseball too, and I don't think it's close, right? I mean, you have the Royals, who are going to be lucky to have a 300 winning percentage. You know, the only team worse than them is the Orioles, who are atrocious. The White Sox,
who actually
know, right?
have a winning record against the Royals and the Yankees.
I think
the
you're right.
The only two teams in the league the Orioles have a winning record against are the Royals and the Yankees. Figure that one out.
It's always those kind of weird scenarios, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Tigers, though, they're not good. I mean, they're going to keep sinking. I don't think they're that good. I think you're going to start to see the division. If it ended today, I think this is how I would pick the division to end, right? You know, the Indians, the Twins, Tigers, White Sox, and Royals in that order. Indians, by and far, are the best team there. The Twins are a huge disappointment. The fact that we have to talk about them being a stellar
Good, and things just got so bad.
And they made some good off-season moves. I liked what they did in the off-season.
We were all kidnesses. It was a good time. We were hitting home runs. We had hit streaks. I mean, Joe Mauer was relevant. And then it just, like, we went off a cliff. It just makes my baseball heart sad.
It does. You know, the Twins are one of those teams that's like, you want them to do well, but it's just not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just so much hope, and then there's not. It's rough. Let's talk about something a little happier. Another small market team, if you will. The Oakland A's are the proud owners of this week's current hit streak, and that's Christopher with a K, Davis. Sitting pretty right now, all by his lonesome with a 13-game hit streak going. It's been an okay week for hit streaks. Last week was a little better, but we'll take it. You know, we got some more familiar names down the list, but right now, Christopher Davis sitting atop the list. I like it. He's had himself a real nice stretch of games here. That Oakland team, I mean, they're still hanging around. They're kind of just crashing everybody's.
They are, and they're getting dangerous. I mean, they're sitting, 12 games above 500 right now. The run differential.
They're not going away
strong.
The way that we thought they might.
No, and they got some kids who are really starting to perform both in the rotation and in the lineup. So they're in a really tough spot because they have to catch the Mariners or the Yankees or the Red Sox. I mean, that's pretty much where we're at, right? I think most people, if you were to ask, you know, what the AL is going to look like, it's set, right? You have your five teams already kind of chosen for the most part. I mean, obviously anything can happen, right? I'm going to be swallowing my tongue later, but you know, the Mariners, the Yankees, Red Sox. I mean, that's probably who we're looking at for, you know, the wild card. And then the A's have to crack that. And I just, They're good, right? It's a fun story right now, but I just don't think that it's going to happen.
Don't either, but I like that it's still possible. Like, there's still a chance. I'm into it. I don't want this to go away. I'm going to be sad at the end of the season when there's just not, like, the music stops playing and there's just not enough room for everybody to make the playoffs. And there's going to be a couple of good teams. I mean, we have enough good teams in each league this year that there's going to be a couple of teams that are deserving that are not going to get there. It's not going to be one of those years where it's like, there's the one that's like 500 that's barely getting in, but, you know, someone's got to go. Like, this, it feels more competitive this year. Granted, it's a bigger disparity from the worst to the best in a lot of the divisions, but I think overall the playoffs are going to be pretty spectacular.
Yeah, I think the best teams will make it. That I agree with, but you're absolutely right. I mean, the disparity in baseball right now is, like, atrocious. I mean, between the Orioles, who are easily the worst team in baseball, and then, you know, teams like the Red Sox and the Yankees, I mean, it's absolutely night and day. So that's interesting, and, you know, we could certainly spend a whole show talking on that, but...
And we might. We probably will.
We might. There could be a streak there.
It's just not going to be today because we've got a lot on our plate today. We're not even looking at a historical streak today, people, because there's just too much to cram into this episode. Before we go full-blown into All-Star Mania here, let's talk real quick about my boy Shin-Soo Chu, who miraculously not on the disabled list yet, so I'm pretty hyped about that. But he's riding a 48-game on-base streak currently. It's still going. A bit of controversy last night when his Rangers were playing the Red Sox, and he did not start the game, which is fine. He didn't start two of the three games of the series, which, again, not totally unusual. This Rangers team's trying to figure itself out. Chu is accident prone. We've covered that extensively. And, you know, maybe it wasn't great pitching matchups. You can say on paper, it's fine. But, you know, you look at a game like last night where the Rangers end up losing 4-2 to Boston. They have a couple of chances in the last few innings where prime pinch hit opportunities. You could throw Chu out there, maybe get something going. He's real good at getting on base, obviously, with this streak. But the Rangers chose to keep him on the bench. They're throwing backup catchers out there. I don't have a problem with that if you're playing matchups and things like that. I don't necessarily have a problem with what happened here, but it's an issue. So Chu did not appear here. And, you know, after the fact, the question becomes, are the Rangers more worried about preserving this streak or about winning games? Now, the Rangers obviously say, we're here to win a game. He was the next man off the bench. You know, if Joey Gallo was going to come up, which he didn't, I mean, just a real mess, his night last night, 0-4, thanks for nothing. But Chu seemed to not know he was going to be the next guy off the bench, which is fine, you know, but you would think maybe they would have told him. And it begs the question, you know, were they trying to protect the streak? Now, the Rangers are not good right now. They've already thrown the towel in on this season. They're saying, we're just looking for young guys. We're getting guys reps. We're getting guys looks. That's okay. But just come out and say, you know, we didn't think it was the best situation. I don't know. It's pretty clear that what they were doing was not messing up his record, which I'm fine with because really they don't have a lot else to get excited about. But it was kind of blatant. Like, in a close game, maybe you want to try to win some. But that, I don't know. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because, like, I mean, unless, like, my biggest beef with those types of scenarios, right, is when a player kind of puts himself or, like, some crazy record or whatever over the team, right? But if Jeff Bannister or whoever made the decision to say no, you know, we're managing around
it. Yeah,
it
doesn't seem like it was Chu's choice. He seems pretty nonplussed by this whole thing. He's like, hey, it's cool, but, like, I'm just trying to score runs and manufacture wins. Like, he's been saying the right things all along. And, like, he hasn't, historically in his career, has not been a selfish player. So you think it's coming from management and, you know, Bannister, and it doesn't seem like it's his call.
Well, they know it's the most popular thing to be happening in like Ranger Town today. You know what I mean? There's just nothing.
Right.
The Rangers aren't.
What
good.
Else is there to
honestly,
get excited
Honestly, they're disappointing.
About?
I would even go as far to say disappointing with the Rangers. I mean, I didn't think they were going to be the playoff team, but I certainly didn't think they're going to be as bad as they are, sitting 14 games under 500. You know, so it's like one of those things where like, well, okay, you know, this is kind of exciting. So let's keep the streak alive and, you know, play it to our favor because, you know, he's way more likely to get
yeah.
on base when he's actually starting the game and has, you know, four or five at bats rather than a pinch hit, which could totally blow it apart. So, yeah,
right.
I actually don't mind. I normally would hate it, but I actually don't.
I know
mind
you're very much a hater of these kinds of situations. Like, I know you're not about a lot of things that I'm about.
I'm turning over a leaf. I'm going to say this is acceptable just for the sheer fact that the Rangers need something to look forward to.
I feel like I should go buy a lottery ticket, which I probably should because people in Virginia are winning a whole bunch of money right now. Scratch off in the future here. It's all anyone talks about. We're not worried about the All-Star game in the greater D.C. area. We're worried about the fact that people keep winning $50,000 on scratch-off lottery tickets. So, so you guys all know the pulse of the town. Things are not hyped for the All-Star game. but anyway, let's talk about the All-Star roster. Now, it was a tough one this year. I want to just sidebar real quick. I like that when you voted on MLB.com, it had the player's stats next to them. I think that made for some more informed voting. It wasn't just, oh, this guy's name, you know, sounds familiar, or I like this team. It was like, oh, look at that. Matt Kemp is still a real part of baseball. Maybe we should vote him in. And guys made the team that, you know, maybe wouldn't have in past years because of that, I think, and I'm into it. I want to keep seeing that happen. There were some snubs, which we'll talk about here shortly. But on the whole, I think the All-Star teams are pretty solid. How do you feel about them?
It could be worse. It absolutely could.
We've seen much worse.
Yeah, this is the best year, I think. This is the closest we've gotten to, like, an acceptable All-Star lineup. I mean, I have a few gripes, you know, as a Marlins fan.
We should preface this. Yeah, we should preface this real quick as saying that neither Eric or my teams are doing particularly well this season. We're both a little bit bitter about it, but I think we're being the bigger people here right now. And we collectively pretty much have beef with the whole All-Star process. As we've discussed in the past, particularly the Home Run Derby, which we'll get to in a few minutes. But, you know, I think overall this is probably the most upbeat and, like, positive we felt about it in the history of the show.
Yeah, I totally agree. This is the best that I've felt about it in a while. You know, Home Run Derby, we can talk
great
about
it, but we feel
but
better.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah, I mean, I think they were close. You know what I mean? I have a heart. I mean, yeah, okay. Like, as a Marlins fan, a nitpick, like, JT Realmuto is the best catcher in baseball, right?
He should absolutely be on an All-Star team, and I'm legitimately upset he's not because I voted, like, legitimately, I think, 12 times for him. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah. I mean, he made it, but, like, as a reserve, like, as, like, the pity Marlins, oh, we got to have somebody for the Marlins. Like,
we got to have a guy.
But not, no, he's the best catcher. Wilson
he's
Contreras.
He's incredibly
okay.
good, and people do not talk enough about him.
No, he can steal bases, hits for average, power. I mean, he's like the complete package. He's got some speed, stolen bases.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, Wilson Contreras, like, he's good, right? I think he's deserving of an All-Star spot, but especially in a position which is so weak. Like, you have a hard time naming catchers, right? I mean, Buster Posey,
I think that Realmuto's numbers, heads and tails, and the overall value he's provided to his team, which is what the All-Star process should be about. Your first half, the impact you've had as a player and the impact you've had for your team. Like, it's not a popularity contest. It's not supposed to be. I mean, clearly it is, but, like, it's not supposed to be. And he should be, if you're going by that, he should be starting at catcher for the National League in this All-Star game.
Absolutely. I mean, the Marlins are, you know, a little over 400 right now, which, I mean, okay, that's nothing to write home about. But that's not bad. For a team that's sold off, like, you know, their entire outfield, yeah, it's not too bad.
99% of its assets.
Yeah, so we're in a good spot. But yeah, so Romulo, okay, I'll let it go, you know, whatever. That's my biggest gripe. And then obviously there's the biggest one, Ian Snell, who
a phenomenal year. Phenomenal. From start to finish of this first half, very, very good. And he's sitting at home just hanging out. You know, getting a little me time in when he should absolutely be not just on this roster, but playing in this game. He's the biggest one that everyone's talking about. And a lot of the reason that he's not on this team, they're attributing to the player ballot and the player vote, which they didn't really get all that wrong. There's good names on there, but the issue is that the players vote, they get their ballot in the middle of June, and then they send it back, you know, within that week. Now, if maybe we could just get crazy and enter the 21st century, we could do this electronically and do it perhaps after the team's been named, so that you know who you should be voting for, and like things like this maybe wouldn't happen. I don't know. Call me crazy. I think there are better ways to do this. I enjoy that we pushed back the fan voting to June. It was absolutely ridiculous that you're going to, like, the first homestand of the year, and there's already all-star ballots out. That just made me so furious. Who's good. You don't even know who's on your team half the time. I mean, you walk into a Philly stadium, 98% of those fans have no idea who's playing at six of those positions. And that's fine. They're figuring it out. It's working. But you can't make an educated all-star vote then. 90% of these people probably voted for Dustin Pedroia, who's literally on a plane going to Arizona to have his knee looked at. He's played in three games. Like, that's not how the process is supposed to work. So they pushed it back to June 1st. We're excited about that. So we're starting to kind of fix some of this stuff, but this can't happen. You can't have a guy be this good, not just for the last 2 weeks, but for the season, and not make the All-Star team when there's six other guys who are on that roster that can't touch his stats right now.
Yeah, let's just for fun, let's just see. Okay, so Blake Snell, he has a 2.09 ERA. How many people have a better ERA than him? Justin Verlander, one. Let's see, how many wins does he
have? Wow, that's a 12. Short list.
Yeah, how many people have more wins than him? Luis Severino, one. Like, that's it. And he's not on the road. Like, that, it's, I mean, this could be the biggest highway robbery ripoff in the history of the All-Star game. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. You know, and I could make an argument for, like, Wade Davis, who leads the league in saves. Like, you know, his peripheral numbers. Peripherals are okay. Like, you know, and I think he actually will get the nod, because I think Doolittle is injured now. So I would be surprised if he wasn't the guy to get the nod now. So I think there's Barraclough and the Marlins deserves it too. Hey, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, no, I
real quick.
Yeah, I have to, you know, represent where I can.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just the process itself shouldn't be so broken that something like this can happen. Like, it's just, it shouldn't be possible. And it's not like we don't know the Tampa Bay Rays exist. They're playing the Yankees. They're playing the Red Sox. They're playing on nationally televised games. Granted, not as much as they were back, you know, when it was the upstart and they were the young guns and Evan Longoria was the hottest thing in town. But they're still getting exposure. Anybody who, you know, okay, maybe a casual fan doesn't know who Blake Snell is, but anybody who's investing some chunk of time, any AL fan is going to know the name Blake Snell. Anybody who's playing fantasy baseball should know who Blake Snell is. The fact that he was still on waiver wires for me to go pick up was stupid, but now I got him. it shouldn't happen like this. There should be checks and balances, and that should be the player vote should happen later, to kind of rectify these issues, because Blake Snell should be on this All-Star team. It makes me so sad he's not.
Yeah, no, it's nuts. It really is. I mean, hopefully, I would say hopefully somebody gets injured, right? That's the way to put it. But hopefully there is an opportunity to sneak him onto the roster.
I think they're gonna, like, baseball can't have this be what people are talking about instead of the actual game. And right now, this is what people are talking about. I mean, they unveiled the Home Run Derby bracket last night. Nobody's writing any articles about that today. You're not seeing essays about that. You're not seeing TV time on that. We're talking about Blake Snell. That is it. That is the story. Before we segue into Home Run Derby life, real quick, the starters for the NL and AL, I think, are pretty much no-brainers. I think Max Scherzer's got to be your NL starter, and Luis Severino probably should be your AL one. You could make a case for Corey Kluber, but it's sort of hard to argue against Severino's numbers of the most wins in the league.
Yeah, Scherzer's a no-brainer. I mean, A, he's the best pitcher in the
so
NL,
good.
But also it's in D.C., right? I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, like you kind of have to.
I think that's part of the reason, frankly, Bryce Harper's even on the roster, although that was fan vote, and fans tend to not know anything. But
like I said, Bryce Harper was doing big things early. He's hitting barely at the Mendoza line now. Let's just – it's fine. It's fine.
I mean, you can just have 20 home runs. It's in D.C. Like, I get it. Like, I'm not going to cry about it, but – I mean,
we all knew this was going to happen, but like, yeah. If you were a pitcher and like Blake Snell wasn't on the roster, people might be upset.
Exactly.
So let's segue with old Bryce. Let's talk about the Home Run Derby. We know Bryce Harper took last year's Home Run Derby off to get prepared for this one, which is just ridiculous. Obviously, like, there's a way to prepare for the Home Run Derby, and it's not to mess with your swing. Like, you don't – if you go out and you hit with a helmet every day and you hit with batting gloves and you hit with a wrist guard on, go hit like that in the Home Run Derby. Don't screw your swing up. Just swing like you would. Have someone you trust throw you meatballs. You can do this. It's not that crazy. They were talking – Mark Teixeira was talking last night. He's like, I went out, I hit 2 home runs because I didn't wear anything like I normally do. I got all psyched out, and I couldn't hit to save my life. And it's embarrassing, and, like, now I have to live with that forever. Learn from that, people. This is the youngest field ever for the Home Run Derby. I like it. I'm not mad about it at all. I'm not mad about the names in it. Would I like there to be pitchers? Absolutely. But we'll get there. I've got a whole fantasy land that we're going to go down that tunnel in a few minutes. But for now, I like that we've got the seating. I don't even really have much beef with that. I might change a little bit, but I can live with this. Aguilar, who had to be voted in on the final vote, which again was a little ridiculous, is your number one seed. And Bryce Harper's number two. I'm sure there are people who have beef with that, but it is what it is. You've got Max Muncy, who's the best thing out there right now, getting released by the Oakland Athletics, picked up by the Dodgers, and all of a sudden it's like he's can't not hit a home run. The ball must look like a beach ball to him right now, and that's great. Alex Bregman's the 4 seed, Kyle Schwarber at 5. You've got Javi Baez at 6, Freddie Freeman at 7, and Rhys Hoskins, old Rhys Lightning at 8. I don't have too much of a problem with this layout. How are you feeling about it? I know there aren't any Marlins in it, but otherwise, how do you feel about it?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, Justin Bourne being the only guy on the Marlins, but you know, it's okay. Like I can't say that none of them deserve to be there, right? I mean, you look at their numbers; like they're all kind of crushing it. Kyle Schwarber, I think, will be fun to watch. I hope so. You know, he just seems like one of those guys that's just like, you know, he's a big guy, like walking up to the plate, crushing home runs, like. You know, but then, like, there's other guys that
have
their bias.
Like, he could have that Yankee Stadium hit a million home runs moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if there's anybody here that could do that kind of, like, comes out of the woodwork, if you will. Like, people know Kyle Schwarber, but not every casual fan that's watching this Home Run Derby is going to know who Kyle Schwarber is. They should, but they're not all going to. And he might be somebody that surprises people. I think that, you know, that's the guy most likely to have that moment.
Yeah, I think so. Max Muncy, he's an exciting story right now. I just worry he's a little bit of a flash in the pan. I mean, you know, there's a reason that he's kind of been a journeyman, right? Having a hard time getting going.
He's flashing at the right time for the purposes of the Home Run Derby, though.
For the purposes, yeah, if we keep it in context, you're absolutely right. but if we think about, what's his name, Jock Peterson, who went last year for the, Bellinger for the Dodgers last year, who he kind of fell on his face, like he didn't do so well. So let's see if, Muncy can turn it around. Yeah, turn it around, the Dodger fortune.
No Dodger has ever won the home run derby. No one. Which is surprising to me. Think about some of the great home runs in history or have come from
bit.
Dodgers, but. Yeah,
really, Matt Kemp didn't win that one year? I thought that Matt Kemp did. No, maybe not.
I don't think he did. I don't know. I don't. I want to say no Dodgers ever won.
You could be right. But other than that, I mean, I think it's exciting. I mean, I do like that it's a little bit like, they're not the household names. Like, speaking of Matt Kemp, it's not the Matt Kemps, the Giancarlo Stantons, the Aaron Judge, like Mookie Betts. He would be kind of fun to watch in this. These types of guys who are like the household names everybody knows, or like the power hitters, the mashers. So I think it's cool that, like the Brewers are a team that doesn't really get much spotlight, but even though they're doing really well, best record in the National League, as of the other day, I'm not sure if they still are, but they're up there. Freddie Freeman, everybody knows. Bryce Harper, everybody knows. But the other ones, like Alex Bregman, obviously
people
should know
him. I'm so excited for
Alex
Bregman to be in this. I'm so excited. I would be beyond hyped if he won it, which he won't, but like, I would be so excited.
It's a good lineup. I think it's like you said, it's the youngest, but I think it's just going to be a good breath of fresh air to say, hey, there's other guys besides the Stantons, the Judges, the whoever else, Kemps and the other mashers out there that can hit home runs, Nelson Cruz, like, these big guys we're all used to seeing. So I think it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it.
I think this is more indicative of how baseball looks right now. You've got young guys, you've got smaller guys, you've got some bigger guys, some more journeyman guys, but you've got kind of more of a mixed bag. It's not just all like giants just hitting balls 500 feet, which, I mean, also a good time to watch, but I sort of like this is more like an NL small ball type of home run derby. I like it.
Yeah, you don't need to be, like 300 pounds and just ginormous to hit home runs anymore, which is good. Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be a good home run derby.
I mean, I think being built like a brick house like Kyle Schwarber might be an advantage, but at the same time, it might not be. You just don't know. So who do you have winning it all today? Who's your pick?
Yeah, that's a good question.
It's a tough field. I could see literally any of these eight guys winning this with the right set of circumstances. It took me a little while doing my bracket. Took me a couple of false starts because I wasn't liking how things were laying out. But I ultimately landed on old double F, Freddie Freeman. I'm taking Freddie Freeman to win this, which is not going to be the popular pick because obviously got to sort of upset Bryce Harper in round one, that 2v7 matchup. But I'm taking Freddie Freeman. I think he's got the mentality. He can stay calm. He can stay cool. He's big enough. He's not going to get, worn down going round after round, which I think I love Alex Bregman. I love Javi Baez. Smaller dudes. It's, it kind of wears on you after a while. You're going to get run down. You're not used to it. I think Freddie Freeman is going to be kind of the dark horse. I'm taking him to win it all. I'm taking him over Aguilar. That's my final round, Freddie Freeman, Jesus Aguilar.
I think I'm leaning the same way, except I'm going to go Aguilar. I think I'm picking him. He's the home run leader.
I don't blame
you
for that. Good Lord, is it fun to watch him swing a baseball bat right now? Jeez.
But I also could see Schwarber. I think he's kind of my backup.
I could see Schwarber doing it. I could see Reese Hoskins winning it. I wouldn't be shocked.
It's hard. No. I would be shocked if Baez won it. I think that's going to be my big surprise. If he wins it,
I think he's on my list of eight. He would be number eight.
Yeah, and
I think
Bregman
probably
Max Muncy
would be seven. I'm into Alex Bregman. He's just going to drop him right over the left field wall all day. He's not getting any extra time. He's not hitting it past 440, but like, he's just going to dunk him in. And I'm okay with that. That's fine. Doesn't have to.
Yeah, but
I think it has to be the guys
who clear the wall. You know what I mean? I think we've seen in the past that if they're a little on the weaker side, not saying these guys are weak by any stretch, but like, if they're barely cleaning the wall and that's their home run style, I think they're going to struggle. So I want to see some
of
like...
It's not a tiny park.
Yeah.
Maybe if we're in Yankee Stadium, he's got a better chance. But, you know, it is a bigger ball field there, for what that's worth.
True, true.
So those are our official predictions. Freddie Freeman, Jesus Aguilar, not bad ones. I'm not mad about it. Which means that probably neither one of them are going to win the Home Run Derby.
That's true. It could be bias.
Yeah, right. For all this shit we just talked about hobby bias, like, you're welcome. Well, the odds makers really need to start swinging those here. So let's talk about what we're really all here for, and that is the pitcher home run derby I've concocted in my head that I would really like to see. Now, as we've mentioned in years past, and you can always find all these shows in the archive, Eric and I have come up with several different ways to make the home run derby more interesting. You know, it leaves a little something to be desired. Right now, I'm a little bit more into, like, maybe seeing Tim Kirchner in the Celebrity All-Star Game, you know, than some of these home run derby rounds. It's fine. Like, we just want to spice it up. In years past, we floated the ideas of having, like, a team format where you have a veteran and a rookie on each team going head-to-head with people, you know, getting some kind of incentive in there. Just, you know, we've toyed with things. So last year, our big thing was we really wanted to see a pitcher. Really wanted to see a pitcher in the home run derby. Justin Verlander's made some plays in the past. Guys really have made strong cases and have been trying to make this happen. Having Shohei Ohtani, you know, kind of come into our world here this year has, you know, it got me excited about the idea that maybe he could sneak into the home run derby because he's sort of a hybrid. We're calling him a DH and a pitcher. Then he got hurt. Ruined all my plans. So now I've just gone the complete opposite way and devised an actual pitcher home run derby bracket because this is what we want to see. This is what Off the Bat is about. We want to get a little bit weird. We want to think outside the box. We want to see some weird stuff happen. And nothing is going to be better than pitchers in a home run derby because there's no one who takes BP more seriously than a pitcher. They want nothing more than to be able to go out and hack. They're dying to pinch hit. They want to get on the field. It's the best thing ever. So there's a way to capitalize on this. And I think not only have we in the past floated idea have a mini derby and let each one, an NL and an AL guy, hit their way into the actual home run derby. That would be spectacular. But we're going to just go the complete extreme. So I've seeded them. We're going all out here. Like I said, we will post the bracket on social media probably tomorrow. And, you know, weigh in. This is my pick of guys who are healthy and available because there are some names out there that are on the shelf. There are a couple of guys who I wanted to add into this, but they're just pitching atrociously. I'm not entirely sure they're going to be on a big league roster for much longer. So from the top, I think your number one seed, everybody knows, Ohtani. I know he's a little bit banged up, but he's out there, he's DH, and he's pinch hitting. For my purposes, he's in the derby. He's your one seed, kind of a no-brainer. Number two, Madison Bumgarner, fresh off the DL. This guy can rake. We all know that. He's been doing it consistently. He's playing on an NL team. We get to see him hit regularly. I think he's got the power. Number three, maybe a little bit of a wild card, Michael Lorenzen from the Reds, who has been the hottest pitcher hitting of the last couple of weeks. The Reds are letting him pinch hit in situations, and he's hitting home runs as a pinch hitter, as a pitcher. There are a few things in the world that are better than that. It's like a dog walking on its hind legs. The only way it could get better is if he pinch hit off a position player pitching. I don't think that my life could get any more complete than that. But he's out there. He's in the zone. I'm giving him the three seed. Four, we got Zach Greinke. Five, Noah Syndergaard. Sure, we don't see him hit a ton of home runs, but that dude's huge, and he can rake in BP. I'm gonna see what happens. Let's throw him out there. Get that New York market involved. Number six, we got Justin Verlander. We'd be remiss to have a pitcher home run derby without the original pitcher campaigning to get in the home run derby. He's got to have a spot. Seven, I've got Jake Arrieta. Seen him hit a couple of bombs this year. I think he's fired up. I think he's motivated. He's got something to prove on the Phillies. Let's do it. Number eight is the real wild card here. This is the one that you and probably a lot of other people are going to have beef with. That's Mike Leake, who we haven't seen him actually have an at-bat.
Mike Leake.
Listen. Stay with me here. Sure, he hasn't had an at-bat this year. Yes, he's been playing on an AL team for a couple of years. But do you remember how good he was with the Reds those first 3 years when he had all the hair and he was hitting home runs and it was just like a spectacle when he came to the plate. It was almost as good as, you might not remember this, Micah Owings of the Diamondback like 8 years ago.
I do remember him, yeah.
Oh, God, how good was he? And you just wanted him, you had him on your fantasy team, you wanted to be able to get those hitting stats too, and it just, Yahoo wouldn't let you. It was terrible. So listen, Mike Leake is getting an invite to the Pitcher Home Run Derby. Sure, there are other guys we've seen hit this season. I respect that. I respect that this is going to be an issue for people. But I think Mike Leake has the best chance. I think we know he has a proven swing. We just haven't seen it in a little while. So I'm giving him the number 8 seed. How are you feeling about this so far?
I almost fell off my chair when I heard Mike Leake.
Listen, I had you till Mike Leake. But listen, I
you
think
did.
It'd be great.
I'm
on your
I
side.
I love it.
I want him to also grow really, like, I don't know if maybe he needs hair extensions or something, but I think he needs the flow. So breaks down. Unfortunately, with Mike Leake getting the 8 seed, that means he has to go against Shohei Ohtani in round 1. That's a big ask.
It's a little bit of a sacrificial
lamb. Every day. Like, it's not fair. I didn't want it to break down this way, but, like, I mean, realistically, I could not argue putting Mike Leake any higher than the 8 seed because it's tough to kind of argue him being here at all. So he's probably not making it past Ohtani. If he did, good Lord, that'd be fantastic, but it's real tough to argue that. So Shohei is going to advance to the next round. In your next seeding here, you got your 4 and your 5 matchup, Zach Greinke and Noah Syndergaard. This one proves very interesting to me. Noah Syndergaard, he's called Thor for a reason. He's giant. He can hit the ball a real long way, but Zach Greinke's very sneaky. He hits a lot of bombs people don't talk about a lot. He's kind of a consistent hitter as far as pitchers go, and he loves to hit. My only problem is I'm worried about the anxiety issues he's had in the past. Does this become too big of a stage? Does he psych himself out? I think he gets the edge on Syndergaard. I think he's going to take it. It's going to be a close one, but I'm advancing Zach Greinke. How are you feeling about this one?
I like that. I think that's fair. That was a good rundown. I like it.
All right. So we're going to go to the right side of the bracket here. You've got the 2 and the 7 seed. Now, I know in the Home Run Derby I took the 7. It took old double F Freddie Freeman to advance. Here you've got Baumgartner at the 2 seed, Jake Arrieta at 7. It's real tough to go against Mad Bomb in pretty much anything, but particularly he's a guy who's going out there and he's hitting home runs in games. Jake Arrieta does it too, but we've seen Baumgartner be consistent over a longer period of time. I'm taking him to advance.
Yeah, I like that too. Baumgartner, I think, is deserving. Even just, you know, he could hit in the home run derby, I think, today. He's a masher.
I think he could.
And we would
love that. We've got our last first round matchup: Michael Lorenzen and Justin Verlander. I think another barn burner here. I'm taking Lorenzen because he is very hot right now. He's seeing the ball extremely well. He's in the zone. I'm gonna take him, to advance over Verlander, who, to the common fan, that might feel like an upset, but like I think it's very deserving.
Yeah, I like that one too. I mean, hey, anything's possible.
So far, so good. I mean, we're analyzing an imaginary pitcher home run derby. Anything is actually possible.
That is true. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't have much commentary because it's like, yeah, okay.
I put a lot of put way too much effort into this for something that doesn't actually exist.
So moving on,
you've got Ohtani and Zach Greinke meeting up in the semifinals here. Again, Zach Greinke, I want him to continue here, but it's hard to go against Ohtani. He's the number one seed for a reason, and he hits the ball so far. He just hits so well, it's really tough to say he's not going to the finals. Are you with me?
Yeah, I you can't argue against that. I mean, he's playing as a DH. Like, how do you argue against that?
Exactly. I mean, he's almost a position player. And then on the flip side, you've got Madison Baumgartner and Michael Lorenzen. Another real tough matchup. I have to go Baumgartner. He's been on the big stage longer. I think he can handle the pressure. I really want Michael Lorenzen to be the guy, but it's hard to beat history. And so my final sets up as Ohtani versus Madison Baumgartner, which I think breaks down to a home run derby pitching dream, basically.
Those would have been my choices.
I don't know who else you could have there.
No, that would have been it.
It would have been nice if it was Mike Leake, but just, you know, the bracket just didn't break down that way. You know, it's not about what I want as a fan. It's about, you know, what the stats say. It's about what you think is going to happen.
A lot of thought
has been put into this. And like I said, I'll put the bracket up. You try and come at me with a different argument, I am more than willing to hear it. Let's just get some traction on this. Hopefully next year it's a real thing we're arguing about. But in this scenario, I think Ohtani wins the home run derby. I could see it being a quasi-upset and Mad Bomb doing it, but, you know, numbers don't lie. It's tough to go against Ohtani. Like you said, he's getting the reps. He's out there. He's doing it every day. My only issue is he's got a banged-up wing. He's got a bum elbow. Can it withstand the derby? I don't know. I wish we were going to find out, but for all intents and purposes on paper, I think you have to go Ohtani as the winner.
It's a safe pick. I'm not going to lie. It's a little safe, but I agree. I think if you were to put all those guys together in a home run derby.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't feel good doing it. I like going for the underdog, but like I got to stay true to the bracket. I got to work with what it gives me.
Yeah, it's the right pick. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, I thought to myself while I was doing this, like, Jana, you're making this whole thing up. You could seed this however you want to. Hell, you don't even have to seed it. You could just make it up. But no, you know, I stayed true to the format. I had to. I have some integrity in my imaginary pitcher home run derby setup. And, you know, I got to stick with that. It's you know, as it's my responsibility as a podcast host, as some kind of expert in this world, according to other people. And I don't know if I'd go that far, but, you know, as we're now off the bat, the leading in the forefront of pitcher home run derby experts, I think really we got to go with where the bracket leads us. A lot of responsibility on our shoulders now.
There's a lot of responsibility. I think you owned it well and gave the people what they wanted. I'm a fan. I like it.
People show up every year at All-Star time because they want to see what kind of theory and wild stuff we've come up with. And I think this year takes the cake. I really do. I think we've outdone ourselves this year.
Yes, I think we have never had a pitcher's home run derby bracket before on this show. So hat it off and kudos. Well done.
I'm glad we could all be a part of this. I absolutely, like I said, we're going to put this online. We want to hear what you guys have to say. Make a case for somebody else. Try to talk me out of Mike Leake. I'm not saying it's possible, but you can certainly try. We want to hear what your bracket looks like, how you think it breaks down. For sure, tell us about Blake Snell. We like talking about him. Everybody else in the world does too. And your home run derby picks. We want to hear it all. Come talk baseball with us. We love that. We will be back next week. Obviously, we're going to have some things to talk about after this All-Star weekend, I'm sure. We'll be back next week, Thursday night, as we are each week, as long as I'm not dead like I was last week. So fingers crossed on that one. And you can find us all week long at number1baseball.com, as well as all of our social media. We're on Twitter at number1baseball. It's the numeric value 1. We're on Facebook at number1baseball, and we're on Instagram at Off the Bat. You can find all of our personal handles from there as well. If you want to talk shit about my bracket, that's fine. And like I said, we're putting it all online. Tell us what you think, and we'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much for hanging around with us.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Enjoy your week.